Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode in the Run Brighter podcast. Friends, this is episode number 58, and I am so excited about this episode. It's a tough topic, I'm not going to lie. This is something that many of you I know deal with currently, maybe in the past. Maybe you didn't deal with it, and you're back at that point, and you're looking to get out of the mud. Well, I am here to scoop out the mud for you and get you in a great spot, not just as a short-term fix, but for life. We're going to be talking about running for weight loss in this episode. And this is all with my series that I've been calling Running with a Purpose, Running for a Purpose, so you can be able to run for your entire life. Why do we want to run for our entire life? Well, I am a strong believer that having running in your life makes you live your best possible life. It allows you to be the best version of yourself because of the mental benefits that come with it, whether that's just feeling good in your own head, providing good energy and positivity to help others. When you help others, believe it or not, it's a great way to find a ton of fulfillment. So having running in your life, both to be the best version of yourself for yourself and for others, is going to make you feel incredible. You know, we've been talking about milestones in the earlier part of Running with a Purpose. I went through some great advice on how to be able to run a mile without stopping or being able to complete a half marathon in that series. And I want to thank all of you for the incredible feedback that I've been given by so many. So many people reached out to me saying that this advice was critical for them starting a new goal and that they're really pumped to start getting to running more consistently. Well, I'm hoping I do the same here when we talk about running for weight loss. Maybe there's some overlap there, and that's okay, right? You know, maybe you listen to this episode and you realize that running is the right thing for you, and then you want to set a goal for yourself for 2024 to complete your first half marathon, maybe do your first 5K, whatever it might be. But when we talk about running for weight loss, you know, this is something that is so important for me because this is something that I have gone through not just once, but twice, a weight loss journey. And both times, running has gotten me out of that journey. And having running in my life and maintaining running in my life in a consistent way has allowed me to not have to go through another weight loss journey. And so what I'm going to do first here is tell you about my weight loss journey. Then I'm going to share the tips and advice throughout that journey, but also after that journey as far as what you should be doing to get yourself on track for your weight loss goals. You got to start now, but 2024, upon filming this episode, it's just 2 weeks away. Let's start off the year the right way, and let's maintain that for the years to come. Something to note about me, though, I am not a weight loss professional. I'm not a nutrition professional. I'm just someone who's been running for 14 years. And like I said, running has gotten me out of that weight loss journey both times. You know, when I was growing up, 9, 10 years old, on to 13, 14, it was a period in my life where one would argue and a doctor would tell me that I was overweight. I considered myself to be a really chubby kid. I was never like the biggest kid in the class, so don't think that was the case. But that's because I was incredibly active, always running around playing baseball, basketball, frisbee, different games with friends outside. When the winter would come though, I would stay inside and play video games. That's where you saw that increase in weight. My main problem though, as far as weight gain, was my nutrition. Like I said, I'm not a nutrition professional, but what I can tell you here today is that the way that I was eating was simply unsustainable. But I wasn't educated on the topic. I had no idea what was healthy, what wasn't. We had health class. You know, they were sharing a lot of advice on what you could be eating, what you couldn't, and I was eating cafeteria food, and I had no direction. I was just eating whatever was in front of me and whatever tasted good. Breakfast was Pop-Tarts and sugary cereals. Lunch was mac and cheese, pizza, chicken nuggets, french fries. Dinner was probably pretty similar. And I always felt like if I would work out hard, if I would run around all day, that was an excuse to eat whatever I wanted. And so because of that, that's when I started seeing my weight increase. It's when I started taking my shirt off and noticing a lot of body fat. It's when I started struggling going up steps and holding up with the competitive sports that I was playing with my friends and seeing my athleticism decline when I should have been seeing it increase. And until I signed up for track in eighth grade, was the point where I did not really care about those goals. It wasn't really that important to me. And so when I started running, I started quickly finding more of a consistent exercise routine that I started enjoying. But let's note, it was really, really frickin' hard at the same time. There were days I was doing it where I hated it, I was struggling. There was days I was doing it and I was really enjoying it and getting those dopamine rushes, enjoying being with a community, right? And I was in eighth grade, but I was running with guys and girls and getting to know different people, making new friends. And then ninth grade came, I signed up for cross country, and that's really when I started seeing the physical benefits slowly coming in. It probably took me, you know, an entire year to get to that point between spring track in eighth grade until spring track freshman year to really start getting to a point where I was considering myself more slim. And then from there, I got the runner's high. I started getting obsessed with it. The goals weren't to lose weight. It was just more to accomplish personal records, to help out my team, to win, all these different things. And then the weight loss, that just came with it. See, when you're running, you don't have to focus about weight loss. That's the hard part about weight loss, is when you're thinking about weight loss constantly, it becomes obsessive, and it's not sustainable because it's something you're always thinking about. But when you have something that allows you to keep yourself in good shape, to allow yourself to get in good shape and then maintain that, you can just enjoy the activity that you're doing and the benefits will come. Because when you have something else that's your focus, you're going to make your decisions off of that focus. I knew that when I was eating cheese and saucy foods and fried things, and then I went ahead and I went to track practice, if I went out there and I ran, I was going to feel like shit. I knew that if that night I ate a bunch of crap after running a good workout, it was going to affect my sleep. The next day, if I had a morning run, could have been affected. And I had more of a responsibility than just myself. Yes, I was motivated to be in better shape so I could look good and feel good and all these different things. But I had the responsibility of also providing for a team. I wanted to be a top performer. I wanted to be on the varsity team. I wanted to break a 5-minute mile. All these goals came. And again, I wasn't overwhelming my mind with weight loss. Now listen, you might be hearing this episode right now and you might be 38 or 71. You're not on a track team. But there are still goals you can find. It doesn't have to be about the team. It can simply be about yourself. But figure out your goals with running and the weight loss will come. I want to run a half marathon. We'll train for a half marathon and the weight loss goals will come. It's not because of the running though. It's partly because of the running. It's because of the running and the nutrition. But you need to make decisions to allow yourself to feel good while you run. That's how you need to start thinking about this. So, anywho, I was able to maintain that weight loss throughout high school and in college. I was running for fun, but I was also coaching track. And so because of that, I was able to maintain my weight loss. I wasn't restricting alcohol like crazy. I was going to the dining hall and I was filling up my food, eating a lot, but I was running a lot, consistently, not for 9 months a year, not for 6 months, for 12 months a year, putting in 20 to 30 miles. Nothing crazy, nothing monumental. My weight started going up to like 160, 170, which is right where I'm sitting now, but that was considered a healthy weight for myself. I was also putting on muscle. I was hitting the gym more. You know, that's the other thing, right? When you start running consistently, it opens up the motivation to do other fitness. Maybe you're going to want to go to the gym more because you're starting to really see the benefits of an active lifestyle. Maybe running isn't actually even the answer, but maybe it is that entry point to figuring out what you like to do when it comes to physical health. I want you to stick with running. I want you to do it for life, but the reality of it is it might be that entry point to something else. Who knows? But after I graduated college, I started working a job, working 60, 70 hours a week and not really having much of a work-life balance. At that point, running really did not continue the way I wanted to, just simply because of the time, the lack of time that I had. And so I fell apart from it as far as consistency. There was weeks I would go without running, and my mental health was not in a good place as well because of it. There was other things going on in my life, but, you know, I think a big part of me not feeling great was because I wasn't getting the exercise I needed in order to feel that active, energetic Sam Breyer who I am. And so I ended up getting to a point where I stepped on the scale after a trip in Boston where I visited my friends, that one of my friends that lives out there, and we had a big party weekend, and it was the first time I had seen over 200 pounds. Now, I'm 5'10". 200 pounds for 5'10", that's overweight, especially if you're not strong, and like, I don't have a ton of muscle. I have muscle, but like, not a ton of it, right? And so, over 200, that's not a weight that you want to be in at my height, at my muscular level. And so that was when I knew that, okay, I have officially put myself in the mud. Let's get our way out of this mud as soon as possible. And then shortly after that, I signed up for my first half marathon. And I ran that half marathon. And then I left that job, eventually moved to New York and ran another half marathon there. And then officially created Run Brighter, dedicated my life to creating content about running and holding myself accountable and maintaining a healthy weight and maintaining a healthy lifestyle and an active lifestyle. And so there's a couple things that I think have helped me. First of all, running a realistic number of days in the week that I could see myself doing for the rest of my life. And it's a range, right? It doesn't have to be 3, it doesn't have to be 6. For me, it's 4 to 6. I know that if I go 7 days a week, it's too much. Maybe there will be points that I'll get back to 7, but that's not, I'm never gonna be hard on myself for taking a day off. But I know that if I'm in between training cycles, I'm gonna be running 4 to 5 days a week. I know that if I'm in a training cycle, I'm gonna go 5 to 6 days a week. Make a decision as far as what you could see yourself realistically keeping up with. Maybe that's 2 days a week, maybe that's 3, maybe that's 2 to 3, maybe that's 3 to 4. And keep yourself accountable that every single week of the year, you are going to be running that amount of days. I'm not here to tell you what your running should look like and whatnot. I have other videos for that. It's all going to be about the race that you're training for and all those things. I'm talking about getting out there, putting your feet on the ground, putting those shoes on before your feet go on the ground, and actually going on a run. It could be a mile, it could be 10 miles, it could be anything between that. But go ahead and get out there and put in a level of effort for a specific amount of days for the rest of your life. Now I know you'll run races, maybe need a week off, emergencies happen, different things, right? It's okay to have those times, injuries, whatever it might be. But just know that when you are at a point where there's no excuse to not be able to not run, that you are gonna get back on track for that commitment of 3 days a week, that commitment of 5 days a week, whatever that is. And just know that commitment can change, right? But it's important to know why you are making that change and to own that change and to make sure if you are making a change that's less running, that you're finding something else that's going to allow you to keep yourself in that physical shape. And if it's going to be increasing running, that you're going to make sure that you've got a balanced calendar, that you're not overwhelming yourself, burning yourself out to the point where you just want to fully quit and move on from running, right? Because I think that's part of the issue here for so many people is that you decide you want to run, you do something that is not reasonable for yourself. You're putting too much pressure on yourself. You're saying, hey, I've never ran before more than one day a week. I'm going to start running 7 days a week. You know, I'm going to start running 40 miles a week. These crazy things that, yes, you might see other people do on TikTok or Instagram, all these social media platforms, but it's not something that you can comfortably do. Start running one day a week. 6 months later, push it up to 2. 6 months later, push it up to 3. That could be a way. It doesn't have to be perfect, right? Like what I'm saying here, there's so many different ways you can do it, but just do something that's going to allow you to be consistent with it and start getting those benefits and enjoyment from it to the point where it's less painful to get out there and actually run. So that's going to allow you to be consistent with it. And like we want to talk about enjoying it. Well, it all comes to how you are fueling your body, drinking enough water, drinking enough electrolytes. And then when you're bringing food in your body, you know, my rule is this. I don't have specific diets that I'm going to recommend. People do vegan, people do keto, people do carnivore diets. There's all these different crazy things going on. I don't know anything about what's better than what. I know that what works for someone, though, is going to work differently for someone else. So you got to figure out what works for you. I don't believe in these crazy calorie deficit diets. I think they're a short-term fix and they don't result in long-term consistency. I think that a typical person should be eating anywhere between 2,000 and 2,500 calories a day and be bringing in healthy food, organic food, a variety of different types of food, whatever that means for you. You know, just because you go ahead and you run your first race doesn't mean you should go and eat 4 hamburgers and 3 large orders of fries. I've done it, I might do it again, but like, that doesn't mean that that's the right thing you should do. Rewarding yourself as a result of extra exercise is not going to help you towards your weight loss goals. You want to maintain a healthy diet through your exercise. But these things, like, you can't expect yourself to make 10 changes all at once and then be able to hold on to that. It's unsustainable. Make one change at a time. Start by running. Then you want to go ahead and remove soda, remove soda. Once you're used to that, you don't crave the soda, remove the fried food. Once you're used to that and comfortable with that, maybe lower your portion sizes a little bit. If you're at like 3,500, 4,500, 5,000 plus calories a day, like your goal is to get down to 2,500. But you don't have to get there, you know, overnight, right? Lower it by a percentage. Add some math to it, statistics, and evenly proportion it down. You want to go work with a nutrition coach? Work with a nutrition coach. I think that'll be really helpful. But explain to that nutrition coach, you're getting into running. You're increasing your exercise. You don't want a short-term fix. You want a long-term solution. Here are the foods that I want to eat. And you don't have to remove certain things that you love. If you absolutely love French fries, you absolutely love pizza, because you're running, because you're being more active, you can enjoy those things. You don't want to eat them every day, but I eat like shit all the time. I eat high-fat meats. I love ribs. I love potatoes, fries, ice cream, cake, cookies. I eat all of those things. Now, I don't have a six-pack. I'm not super bulky and jacked. But I'm in a comfortable weight where I have energy to do the things that I want, to be able to run at a very high level, top 1 to 2% level, I would say, to be able to have a full-time job and side hustles and different things that I work on and maintain strong relationships. That's what running has allowed me to do. Now, something I do want to talk about is the fact that you are going to be running and you're overweight right now. It is more likely for you to deal with some obstacles than someone who might be just a little overweight, or maybe they're not overweight, maybe they're really healthy right now. Soreness, injury, inflammation, all these things can happen to you. So what's really, really important is that you're going to be making sure that you're stretching every single day after your runs and every single day in general. It doesn't have to be a crazy long routine. If you want to make it a long routine, great. But just spend 5 to 10 minutes a day after your runs and every single day stretching. And before your runs, loosening up and doing that is not a bad idea by any means as well. You're going to want to do shin splint exercises as well prior to your runs. I have a video on that. You're going to want to go ahead and bring strength training into your life too. Now, I'm not talking about a crazy bench press plan or six-pack ab plan. You don't need that. But you need to go to the gym 1 or 2 days a week. You need to work out from home 1 or 2 days a week, either or. You need to start doing push-ups and sit-ups and lifting some weight. It needs to be light, not heavy by any means, but you need to do high rep exercises to allow yourself to cut down weight and to prevent injury by building some strength at the same time. Massages might be helpful. Cold plunges are going to be huge. Cold plunges are one of the best ways to burn a lot of fat. Sitting in the sauna, getting out all the toxins, if that's an available service for you. These are things I talk about all the time, but for weight loss, I think it's even more important to double down on it. And then the biggest thing here, I think, is find a way to keep yourself accountable. If you need a coach, get a coach. I'll be your coach. I'm more than happy to do that. I do fully free custom running plans. Something new in 2024, I'm leaking it here, is that I am actually going to be charging money for certain levels of running plans. But these are intense levels. So if you want to be part of my 2024 weight loss running plan, reach out to me. It's a very affordable coaching experience. You'd have 4 one-on-one sessions with me a month, and you have full access to my DMs to ask me any questions. We'll have an understanding of what your weight is now. We'll set a goal for yourself, and I guarantee you we will hit it if you're coachable and you're willing to work with me. But maybe having a coach isn't the way to keep yourself accountable. Maybe you don't need that. Maybe you don't have the money for that. Maybe you just need to voice this out to the world. Tell your friends, tell your family, have them bring it up and check in with you time to time. Maybe you need to create a social media page and go through your weight loss journey and share with people what's going on to keep yourself accountable. That helped me. Maybe you need to find new people. If people in your specific community are not positive, health-minded individuals, join a running club. I don't care where you live, there are running clubs that exist. If there isn't, there's virtual groups, all these different things that you can be a part of and join that will help you. And most running clubs are free. So all you gotta do is show up. And yes, it might be hard to run with a certain group at the beginning, but they're gonna help you out. There are people like you that are going through the exact same thing, I promise, and I know it's hard at the beginning, but it's just like anything else. Stick with it, be consistent. You don't have to go to a running club 4 days a week. Go one day a week, go twice a month, whatever it is, but start building these habits. We talk about checking your weight. Don't make it an obsession, but make it part of your calendar. Be organized with it. Check your weight once a week at the same time. Monday morning, 8 a.m. Friday night, 10 p.m. I don't care what it is. If you're checking your weight every single day, you're doing this for the wrong reason. We don't need to see you losing 10 pounds a week. And if you lose 1 pound a week and you consistently run through 2024 and have all the right habits, you start eating a little bit healthier, you'll lose 52 pounds in 1 year. Maybe you want to lose more than that. Well, it's definitely possible too, right? But set an attainable goal. And when we're cramping up and when we're feeling like shit and when we're struggling to breathe, how are we going to keep ourselves motivated to keep on running? You gotta find your motivation, friends. Sign up for a race. Set a goal for yourself. You wanna run your first 5K. You wanna run your first marathon. I don't care what it is. Figure out a goal. You don't have to sign up for a race. You could just plan to put yourself in a certain place and say, hey, I'm gonna hike this mountain and I'm gonna train with running. And this mountain, it's a 12-mile hike up and a 12-mile hike down, or a 2-mile hike up and a 2-mile hike down. And I just want to be able to do that. But I truly think that if I run 2 days a week for the next 30 weeks, I'll be able to do that mountain. Even though the elevation is super high and it's super hilly and rough terrain, whatever it is. Find a goal. Find a goal. Find what motivates you. It could be positive reinforcement, negative reinforcement. Let your coach know that. Let your friends and family know that. Hey, I need you to be loving and supportive and there for me. Hey, I need you to be mean and aggressive and rude to me. It's not fun to have people be mean, rude, and aggressive, but maybe that's what you need to get yourself to that right point. I've been through this journey more than once, and because I know that I have all these goals with running now, every decision I make in my life has my self-thinking. Not how will this affect my weight, it's how will this affect my next run, my next race. It's a more positive thing to think about. It's a more exciting thing to care about. And it's a way that you can really find more fulfillment than just looking in the mirror and feeling good, or taking your shirt off and on a vacation and feeling good. Those are short-term levels of happiness that you can get, but building a legacy for yourself, building a brand around health and fitness where you can look at your metal rack or your online digital timesheets and see your improvements and see what you have done, these are going to be ways that allow you to run for life and to run for weight loss. Thank you, friends, for tuning in to another episode in the Run Brighter podcast. If you need help with your weight loss goals and you want running to be a way to help you do it, reach out to me. We appreciate the love. Leave it 5 stars. Share with a friend that you think this could be impactful for. And if you want a running plan today, DM me on those platforms. Go ahead and go to runbrighter.com. You can reach out there as well. This is something, like I said, I take really, really seriously, friends. I really want to help you. But that's all we got today. As always, don't forget to run brighter. We'll see you again soon. Bye for now.